www.thebestofbrooklyn.com.
Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. This is a live radio show, and so sometimes we have a couple of technical issues to start off the show. It wouldn't be Free Talk Live without it, right?
I think we're fine.
Yep, we're fine. So tonight it's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Yep, and we are back together. We're reunited for another
and
fun...
And it feels so good.
It does. Oh, so good.
Though I gotta say, I very much enjoyed last week's episode with Talion. I thought that was a solid episode.
He did a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, I guess in case you're just tuning in to Free Talk Live for the first time, you are hearing the Sunday night edition, and Free Talk Live is actually a daily show that's on every single night of the week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. There's also a podcast archive available for you after each show at freetalklive.com. You'll find the last week's worth of the show right up at the top of the website, and going back further, you can check out our SoundCloud account or archives.freetalklive.com to get tons and tons of Free Talk Live archives.
And you and Brian, Stephanie, you and Brian were off in Michigan for some festival.
We went to a fest, yeah.
What was the fest?
It was the Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest.
There you go.
Yeah. You know, it was just relaxing. We had a good time. We took a long road trip. And actually, something interesting, we stopped off on our road trip in the sovereign land of the Oneida Six Nations.
Oh, excellent, yeah.
Gas there, so you don't have to pay taxes.
Interesting.
We did more than get gas. We actually went to a casino and we had a grand buffet, and it was it's its own nation. So basically, there's these Native American reservations that are treated like a sovereign nation, basically.
Sort of.
In a lot of ways,
yeah.
They are.
And I mean, the police aren't allowed to, you know, they have no jurisdiction on their property, and so, you know, I think that's pretty close to being sovereign. Yeah.
You know, I would totally join up and move there if I could.
Yeah.
I mean, like
you could petition for a membership.
Really, as a white girl that
I am?
You
can be a member, yeah.
Okay, so I could be an honorary member, but never like a true...
They have different distinctions, but membership is a level of participation that other people can have, yeah.
Well, it was interesting because, you know, you go into these casinos and there's this amazing buffet and they say, would you like to sit in the smoking or non-smoking section? And I thought for a minute I had walked into a time warp because
right.
I hadn't seen this as a restaurant with a smoking section. Not that this is like the freedom that I really care about and want, the freedom to eat in a smoky restaurant, because I don't want that. I actually prefer non-smoking.
But it's interesting.
But it was cool that they had that because it shows that, hey, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically.
Somehow we can handle people that both smoke and don't.
Yeah, in fact, it's incredible because, you know, gambling is pretty much illegal in the rest of New York. And, of course, you know, the casino we were at, obviously it's a casino, so that's what's going on there. And yet everybody seemed to be just fine. There was no, you know, there weren't, you know, babies running down the street
apart, smoking
marijuana or something. I mean, there is all relatively calm and peaceful,
right.
Which I find fascinating that, you know, the rest of the state has it illegal and... You know, but somehow everything's okay right there.
Absolutely. It was anarchy. So anyway, you can call us on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. It is a show where you can call and take control of the airwaves. You can also get in touch with us on Skype at lrn.fm. That's our Skype name. Add us as a contact. You will be accepted, and then you can call in. And let's actually start off the show with a call, because we do have a call on the line from the Pizza Guy listening in North Dakota. Hey, Pizza Guy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys, I just wanted to open because I never get a chance at the end of my call to let you guys know how much I really love you guys.
We heard you the last couple times. I said I love you, too, but it kind of hung up before. Maybe you heard it.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I wanted to just let you guys know. Like, it really does mean a lot to me. Obviously, the Sunday show is awesome, but I listen all 7 days a week. I'm a pizza guy. I got a lot of stuff to do. Also, I'm building a house. And,
yeah.
I mean, even when I was in Japan, you know, I put Free Talk Live in my ears when I would ride the trains. I mean, it's really been a big part of my life for a long time. I just want you guys all to know how much I love you. So.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I appreciate that, Pete.
Oh, let's hug it out.
I was telling you to give an update on my cat house.
Yeah.
You know, so first you're going to have to recap. What is a cat house? Because I like, the so people
I
are listening,
the cat house,
they have an idea of what a cat house is.
So the super short version, 2.5 years ago, I bought a house in the winter, and I noticed a strange smell in the spring, and came to be that the sellers had covered up the fact that there had at one time been 67 cats in that house. We'd done a walk and everything, but they, you know, the nature of covering up is that, you know, things become undiscernible until the frozen feces in the wall, because, you know, Fargo, North Dakota, starts to foul out in the spring, and then the smell comes out, and we ended up having to gut the whole house. Hindsight, 2020, I probably should have just walked away from it, but I had a contractor who was like, oh, we can do this, and he walked away from me, and it's been kind of a struggle ever since.
Yep, then you're throwing good money after bad, and, you know.
Yeah.
It's an entertaining story, but I do really feel a lot of compassion for you because that sucks.
It's awful.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I've been an ugly, hard. Well, this is. You know, I just got married. I did a long distance relationship with my wife, who's Japanese. I spent a solid year and a half with her over in Japan when I was studying there, and then you know, 2.5-3 years we were doing the long distance, going back and forth, very expensive, and we waited for a long time. Finally. She comes to the United States against her parents' wishes. We get married, you know, and we strike out on our own to do the independent American thing. And
everything's going to be great. And your cat in your house smells like cat poo.
Yeah, you know, and but she stuck by me, you know, and it just goes to how strong our relationship is. But
that's great.
But I lost my real job. And, you know, I had to go back to delivering pizzas so that I could make ends meet while, you know, on hands and knees, building a house, teaching myself from scrap. I was in computer coding before, you know, SQL code and stuff like that. So I knew nothing about putting two pieces of wood together with a screw.
It's a growth opportunity, right? Right, pizza guy? Not another growth opportunity. Oh, crap. Yeah. So you have an update about your house? What's going on with it lately?
Yes. So I was out of money, and I was out of time. I was out of everything. Bills coming due, credit card debt, up to my eyeballs. There's nothing I could do to get out. And I had to take a hand. There's a government program called Rehab Program through the Federal Housing. It writes out a big, fat loan mortgage that has no interest. I make no payments, and it disappears over time. So basically, if I don't ever want to pay it off, I'm stuck in Fargo for 10 years. Otherwise, it slowly melts away over time. It was a big moral dilemma for me whether or not to take this, but I had to do it.
I remember you called in when you were. I remember you called into Free Talk Live when you were contemplating whether to do this, and it sounded like you were really, really short on any other options, and so you did decide to do it. And so, how has that been for you?
Well, and so that's kind of, you know, it's so gratifying to see my beliefs borne out even when I go down these roads. They have been, so what it is you have to have, because it's under some kind of code updating regulation, so to get rid of lead in the house, so my house was just the right age and in just the right neighborhood where the United States government wants to invest in my house, which is fine. But there was only three contractors who did the lead stuff for years and years and years and years. And then one new piece, and so, and you have to have three people bid on it. So you can only pick three people, and there's only three people. And the first time I went for it a year and a half ago, they just walked away from me, you know, and I had to struggle and push on my own. But then the second time, a new guys have come on the scene, and they're actually pretty libertarian leaning themselves. I, especially the one guy, we sit, and he's an old war vet, and we sit and swap stories about how terrible the state is and stuff like that. And, you know, they came in and they're undercutting these guys who have been in bed forever and ever on everything. Because they just walk in there and will take any job, whereas these other guys, they won't so much as repaint a wall for less than $15,000. You know?
Right.
Nice deal.
Yeah. Do you have more, Pizza Guy?
I got to deliver a pizza, but it's happening.
Okay.
So
thanks for the call tonight, and yeah. Thanks for the update. I appreciate your thoughts, and we love you, too. We'll say it for you. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Call us. Bring up anything that's on your mind.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first week in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland. And the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the live Sunday night edition. We are so glad to be here with you tonight. My name is Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call us here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. That's our phone number. You can also get us on Skype at lrn.fm. And check out our website at freetalklive.com. There you can use Reddit to integrate with the website and suggest show prep for the program.
So I want to tell you about a stock that I've recently picked up. It's FRNG, and that's Force Field Energy, and that's its ticker symbol, FRNG.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah. I hope I've got that. You know what? I've got it written two different ways. FNRG. So I'm going to have to make sure I get that right. Forcefieldenergy.com is what it is. Sorry, sometimes I transpose letters. What can I tell you? anyway, what they make is they make LED lights. And they don't make them like the kind you screw into a light socket. They make the big ones, street lights, units for overhead lighting in warehouses and large big box stores, things like that. And Force Field Energy is poised. It's one of few companies that even make it possible. They even make lighting that makes this possible. Also, they have a financing option for businesses that makes this lighting pay for itself in the first year. It's going to be a big switchover for the world to go from fluorescence to LEDs, but it's happening. And people with foresight are the ones that make money in business. This is one of the companies that's going to be on the cutting edge of this, and I'm excited to be on board. Anybody can be on board by picking up the stock. It's FNRG on the OTCQB exchange, but you can just go through any brokerage account you have. But if you want to get in on a private placement, you're going to have to go to forcefieldenergy.com and click on the Contact Us link there. Get in touch with them. The private placement, instead of $5.20, which the stock is at currently today, you get it for $4.
Right.
And that's a big savings. You have to hold it for 6 months. When you hold it for 6 months, I think it's going to be higher. That's why I bought in. And so there's a lot of opportunity to make money. There's also a warrant at the end of that. It's going to be a great deal. Yes, you can put them in your IRA.
If somebody wanted to get LED lighting, could they get that too? Or
you're going to have to contact Force Field Energy, but you're going to need to be ready for a big installation. Mm-hmm. Forcefieldenergy.com. And by the way, have to say every time, investments involve risk. I'm taking a risk here, but I'm in it with you. Forcefieldenergy.com.
All right. Well, 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live. And let's go right back to the phones. We've got some calls on the line. Let's talk first with Matt, listening in East Tennessee. Hey, Matt, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I was just listening to your show, and you talked about going to see the Oneida Indians. That's in South Dakota. Did you go to Laurel Brule?
We actually were in New York, so it was the Oneida Six Nations. And, Brian, do you know what the Six Nations are?
There's the Oneida, the Onondaga, the Seneca, mm-hmm. and the Tuscarora. And the Mohawk are part
that's
of that,
too. That's pretty
good
for so. On the spot. You just
yeah. Well, I kind of I grew up with
but
a lot
Mohawk
of
but aren't Mohawk Delaware? No? Okay.
Yeah, well, they originally there was only five, but then others joined.
Aren't they sometimes called, or some of them sometimes called Iroquois, but, like, Iroquois is not their name for
yeah,
themselves.
Yeah, Iroquois
like
is actually a French word.
A white person name that they made up for
them. Yeah, it's Haudusani is actually their.
But that's in New York. I was thinking you were talking about South Dakota.
Yeah, I mean, are there also Native American reservations in South Dakota where they kind of have a similar thing where they're kind of left alone?
I believe so. I mean, there's the Lower Brule. That's right south and a little bit east up here.
Right. Yeah. Now down there, they actually, it's not so much a sovereign nation in South Dakota and North Dakota. What they do there is that if you pass so much of a genetic testing of having Native American blood, you get 40 acres from the state. Is that accurate?
What I understand is you have to be at least an eighth. I don't know.
Right.
Interesting stuff. But what I'm concerned about is, and what energizes me about this, is what adhesion contracts do they have with whatever civil or national authority would lay claim to have that authority?
What?
I think Matt may have called it about adhesion contracts in the past, which are sort of like things like, as I understand it, things like a driver's license or a social security number or things like that.
Right,
that right?
I think it applies to groups of people as well. Yes, you're correct. I mean, mm-hmm. I think it applies to groups of people as well. Because you got to ask yourself why. I mean, they do have precedent in international law, and there's all kinds of...
Yeah, so how did they get that sweet status? I mean, is it a result of being oppressed by the Europeans in the past? I mean, and would you trade that for being left alone now? I mean, it's kind of weird because, like, these Native Americans who are living on that land now have not been oppressed by Europeans, except as in, like, you know, cultural racism that's left over or whatever. They didn't have, like, you know, French people coming in and, like, killing them from Canada or whatever they did in the past, right? So it's kind of this weird generational thing where it's been handed down to them, and the people that are alive today really were not involved in these original contexts, but they're trying to kind of make restitution for it by giving them this land and leaving them alone.
Yeah, I mean, most of the contracts, at least for New York, I can say, have to do with a degree of restitution. I do have a hard time with the idea, because, like, in New York now, the Oneida, they are actually gaining land back from New York State.
I approve of that.
Me too.
Right.
Good for them. I want everybody.
Yeah, I
support
would
like everybody
too.
To be able to secede and be left alone.
But like, how did, like, say with an adhesion contract? Like, how exactly did they get this deal? How did, you know? This is something. This is an area of libertarian philosophy where I have a hard time really grasping its universality, which is homesteading. Okay, because, I mean, the Native Americans weren't from here either. Theoretically, they came over from the Bering Strait or something like that.
Well, they didn't believe that anyone could own a lot of them did not. I mean, I'm not trying to lump them all in together.
No, right.
Many tribes did not believe that anyone could own the land. It was just, it exists and you live on it, but you don't own it. You may own your personal possessions, but not, like, a plot of land.
Exactly.
And that was very different from the Europeans, who had a concept of property ownership of land.
Absolutely. But, like, with homesteading, I mean, where does that start and end? You know, who says when, you know, that, oh, well, no, they homesteaded it. Well, by what definition? I mean, it's such a vague concept.
It's a great question.
Well, now we have international law going on. We've got Agenda 21, and that, of course, came forward, like, in Rio in 1992 or 3 with...
92.
Yeah, 92.
Can you explain, Brian, what is that? Can you explain a little bit more?
Agenda 21 is essentially a compact between a bunch of nations saying, how can we have a new way of life that we're living, and the old ways of economic interactions and lifestyle do not, they can't handle the population that we have today. And so what are the steps we need to take to allow people to continue to live their basic needs? But that's it. Is Agenda 21 wants to break down everything to their basic needs. Sure.
I have a question. Who's going to determine the needs of individuals? It's all
not you.
Yeah.
I know it's not going to be you.
People who believe they're smarter than all the rest of us.
And it can't be the government either, even though they're going to try.
Right. Matt, thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our number. Tell us, have you ever been to a sovereign land, and how was it? More coming up here on the Sunday show. 855-450-FREE. Stay tuned.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins, and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun, and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit bluegreenorganicsummerfest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show. And aren't you lucky? No. I'm really glad to be doing the Sunday night show. We try to make it an entertaining show. And with you tonight, it's Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call us at 855-450-FREE. It's our phone number here on the show. 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Or LRN.FM on Skype. And you can also visit our website, which is freetalklive.com. There at news.freetalklive.com, which is a subdomain, you'll find our social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, G+, and also our email list. So if you want to keep up to date with what's going on in Free Talk Live, whether it's kind of like the stories that we're talking about during the show or bigger things like when we get on a new radio station, you'll find all the info to keep in touch with us there at news.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, shooting, survival gear, ManVentureOutpost.com has the name brands that you want at the lowest prices. Lowest prices I've been able to find. They claim rock bottom prices, probably because no one can claim to have the lowest prices on everything every time. But they certainly will beat prices if you bring it to their attention. They've got long guns, handguns, ammunition, scopes, all kinds of equipment for firearms. And they also have knives and optics and tactical flashlights and tents and apparel and all the camping equipment you're going to need. It's a family-owned operation. You can trust them. ManVentureOutpost.com. Get the lowest prices and get them fast at ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, gentlemen, let's go back to the phones. Blue is on the line listening in Knoxville, Tennessee. Hey, Blue, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, let me get back, because as I was on hold, you guys mentioned horse pills, energy pills.
Horse pills, energy pills? Hello, Blue?
Please, I mean, there was some confusion.
Okay, go ahead.
and what you were saying. So could you please clarify?
I'm not sure what you're talking about. I'll be happy to clarify as soon as I'm clear.
The units that you just decided to, or someone decided to invest in?
Okay, sure. The forcefieldenergy.com, the stock?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. What would you like to know?
Do they do penny stocks?
It's not a penny stock, no. They're looking to get, it is a company, and you can buy shares of it. They're looking to get on NASDAQ right now. They're currently on the OTCQB exchange.
And that would be because there was some confusion and where I can find that.
Okay.
Can you please repeat the exact information where I can find that?
Sure. If you want, you can just Google FNRG, that's their ticker symbol, or you can go to forcefieldenergy.com.
Okay. Now, the reason that I had called, I don't know if you have heard about this story out of South Dakota.
What's the story?
I'd love to hear about it.
Four-year-old little girl's vegetable garden must be gone. Says the USDA.
I heard something about that. Do you? Can you give us a summary?
Yes. This was set up. I mean, the sad thing about this is this was set up as a above ground venue, so it is not a permanent structure. But because of the rule, USDA's rules and regulations. This book that I never got from heaven that dropped in my lap to tell me what I'm supposed to do and not supposed to do. They're going to rip her little garden away. Now, this little family, they live in an apartment community, and yes, they are on a fixed income. But
okay.
They're going to take away what food that she can gather in her garden because it is, quote, a permanent structure.
Oh, I see.
It's a freaking pallet.
Right. Yeah, so that sounds pretty outrageous.
A pallet. She's got a pallet garden going here. And so it's is it about a zoning law? It's the USDA that's taking it?
Well, what has happened is the apartment community in an unused area in the back of the house or the apartment community that was what this is. Crap, somebody keeps calling me.
it's okay.
Sorry. That'd be my kids. It was unused, and because of landscaping, therefore the rural USDA. And if you'll go back and you'll go to the Wayback Machine to 2008, there was developed a rural council of governors. And this is where this particular rule came up, that you cannot have any growing structures or plant structures in a landscape.
Well, of course, the only ones that we can have growing food are the government-approved giant farms that get lots of subsidies and stuff like that. So we're just not going to be able to allow regular people to have gardens. And, Blue, thank you for calling tonight to tell us about that. I appreciate your thoughts.
Yeah, I've got to hear from the healthyhomeeconomist.com. And mm-hmm. It's, a four-year-old little girl, and she's working her garden. Mm-hmm. I'm sure her mama helps her, but she's got some tomatoes and some pepper plants, and she's got some stuff going. And it's...
it's not like
it's
every...
a great way to educate kids. When I was a kid, we grew bean plants and little Dixie cups on the,
right.
Just to watch something grow.
Yeah, put them in the windowsill.
But that's nothing compared to watching a real garden go.
Yeah, and I mean, lots of people have gardens, right? I mean, especially in the summer here in New Hampshire, it's very popular. You got a vegetable garden or whatever. But, there has been sort of an uptake in persecution of people who have gardens that happen to violate zoning laws or like some neighbor doesn't like it or something like that. For instance, there were some couples that had like a gardens in their front yard, I want to say, like raised bed gardens. Instead of a lawn, they have
this
a garden.
This was near Orlando. I can't remember the name of the town off the top of my head.
Yep.
But it was, they were doing front yard gardens because that's where the sun was striking. And
right.
You kind of have to go where the sun is when it comes to gardens.
It's not like it's ugly either. I mean, I know Americans are used to seeing grass, but what's the point of having grass? You can't eat it. You have to mow it all the time. You have to water it or else it doesn't look nice.
Well,
I mean,
grass has moved from basically... most of this country came from gardens. So Europeans, rich Europeans had gardens back in the day, and they would, employ very poor Europeans to take care of those gardens and maintain them. Nobody else could afford grass. Grass wasn't even a middle class thing.
A luxury.
It was a very high class thing, and so that's where it came from.
Yeah, and it's reached the level where it's become a tradition, and nobody seems to really question it. But if you think about it, it doesn't make a whole ton of sense to be growing grass. Anyway, Dave's on the line listening in Youngstown, Ohio. Hey, Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello, folks. This is kind of a continuation. About a month ago, I had two Sundays in a row that I brought up some things. And
oh, yes.
I see the last one that I call in on. The first thing I want to do is thank you, Stephanie. Actually, the last time I was on, I was on for two full segments. I felt like a special invited guest or something.
Oh, cool. Well, you had something really interesting to say, so, I enjoyed talking with you.
Well,
keep you on if you're interesting.
Well, this will probably be a little bit less, but as we went from the first segment I was on to the second one, you made a comment, Stephanie, that might have gotten lost. You said, he's building to a thesis, and you were so right at that point.
Can you just give a quick recap of what you called in about last time, if you're going to go further towards this thesis, just so everybody knows what you're everybody's
well,
on the same page.
Go further towards the thesis. That was more about culture wars and how a lot of what the government does actually comes from private industry and so forth. Mm-hmm. Our data gathering stuff was actually produced by civilian people, things like that. And I hear the music coming up again.
Okay, well, I'd like to hear what you have to say, so hold the line, Dave, if you would. We'll find out. I hope to find out more about Dave's thesis, and we'll see what he's calling about. There may be a hint here. The transition from the state to liberty is what we got.
This is one of the things you can do on Free Talk Live. If you've got important sort of fundamental issues to talk about, that's what Free Talk Live's for.
Yeah, you control the show.
We do love to talk. 855-450-FREE. Give us a call on Free Talk Live.
If you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-460-0983. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles, but there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-460-0983. That's 800-460-0983. Call 800-460-0983.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Is your dream more time, more money, or better health? Stop by our longevity booth at the Minnesota State Fair and say hello to the GCN team reps and get your healthy energy drink on the way to the fair. Sign up for door prizes and find out about our amazing home-based business opportunity as featured in Success Magazine, located near the main entry to the State Fair off Snelling and Dan Patch Avenue at 1366 Snelling Avenue North, or call 651-261-2040.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're glad to be with you tonight. You can call us at 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. It is an open phone show. You can bring up anything that's on your mind, and we'll probably talk to you about it at least a little bit. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm.
If you're looking to get into Bitcoins, you're first going to need a Bitcoin wallet. The best Bitcoin wallet that you can get, at least for the beginner, is blockchain.info. It's an online wallet. It makes it easy for you to access it on your laptop, easy for you to access it on your phone. It's convenient in that way. It really transitions nicely between the two. It's encrypted in the browser, so blockchain or the NSA or whomever doesn't have access to your account. It's important to remember your password, though. I mean, you're going to need that thing. Yeah. You have to be careful, and if you are careful, you can make it so that people, they don't know how much money you're sending or receiving, or you can make
what
it
does that
potentially
mean?
Anonymous.
I'm really curious about that.
I don't know
claim.
How it works. That's
are
the
you,
thing.
Are you talking about, like, if
I
you were
anonymizing
to use
tools.
Tor to hide your
I think
IP
it's a great
address.
Idea.
Okay, so
they have all kinds of anonymizing tips on blockchain.info.
Oh, I see. Okay, because let's just get something clear. Like with Bitcoin, there is a public ledger of all transactions.
Sure.
And it's like,
yep.
Okay, these Bitcoins went from this address to that address. You don't know who owns the address, of course, and that's the point where you could potentially be anonymous. But so like maybe if you use Tor to access blockchain.info and your IP address or location or whatever is not associated with a certain Bitcoin address, nobody knows it belongs to you, but they can see the transactions coming in and out of that wallet.
I am going to have you do this live read from here on out.
Blockchain.info. Bitcoin expert, no doubt.
I do love Bitcoin.
Well, you do a show.
Yeah, it's called Let's Talk Bitcoin, and you can find it at letstalkbitcoin.com, a twice weekly podcast about Bitcoin. Very popular.
Blockchain.info.
Yes, and they have hundreds of thousands of users. Very cool. We like blockchain. Okay, anyway, Dave has been waiting patiently on the line in Youngstown, Ohio. Hey, Dave, welcome back to Free Talk Live. So go ahead with your thoughts, what you were saying before the break.
Well, I was thanking you for something that you had done, and I'd like to thank Brian for his interpretation for everyone else about security and cryptography things. And Mark, I'd especially like to...
You better not forget me.
No, I'm not going to forget you. I saw Ian in there a few minutes ago, too.
But you looking on the cam at cam.freetalklive.com?
I'm at lrn.fm, yes.
There you go.
But Mark often makes comments that I pick up on and use as a lead-in, and I'll do the same thing tonight. The thrust of this is something that came from the Resistance and Rebellion panel at Porkfest 2012. If you want to see that, it's at the Porkfest Chronicles C37. You can look that up. And one of the people on the panel's name was Pete Kofod. He was talking about insurgencies. And he listed three kinds of people in an insurgency. The first was the guerrilla, and this is the fighter by day, fighter by night. This would kind of be like Adam Kokesh and Ian, people like that, who are just 24 hours a day, they're fighting the fight. And then the second group was the underground. This is somebody who's, well, to use his word, CPA by day, fighter by night. So you're kind of, you act like normal during the day or most of the time. Nobody's up 24 hours a day. And then you have a second life, which fights the fight the rest of the time.
Sure.
And the third part was the auxiliary. This is a farmer by day and a farmer by night, and they're supportive of the insurgency, and they provide, again, to use his words, they provide logistical, material, and emotional support to the insurgency. Now, I can see all of these things in the people that run Free Talk Live, and I know that Mark sometimes makes comments about how he thinks that the kind of activism that Ian does is sometimes counterproductive. And
sometimes.
I'd like to address that first.
Okay.
I think it sometimes it is counterproductive, but I think it's absolutely needed because he's out there and he's saying it. It kind of makes the rest of us, like the underground, we can play good cop, bad cop. We can look at Ian and say, well, you know, we agree with Ian, but we're going to be the good cop in the state. And Ian's kind of the bad cop on the state. And it makes, you know, we can use that tactic back and forth. And I do think that what is happening, getting back to the culture wars, we are basically an insurgency against the prevailing culture. And so it is an insurgency that we have to fight, and I treat it as such. Any comment on that so far?
I'm tired of fighting, I guess, is what you know, I feel about this. Is I don't want to fight. And it may be the terminology that we're using here that, you know, that was picked initially, that this is a fight. Struggle I might live with, but I'm almost tired of that, too. I kind of feel like the best thing that one can do is sort of withdraw and live as free as one can live. It's hard, but... it seems
I'm getting
like,
more and more towards that point too.
Seems like you just can't force freedom on people, and even you know, your freedom.
No, you can't. But there are things you can control in your life, and there are ways that you can really increase your own freedom that are totally attainable. That you can do. So I'm talking about personal freedom kind of stuff. Like you can increase the level of freedom you have with your job and your lifestyle, your family, your relationships, and your own emotional.
I think most people are doing that naturally all the time.
I don't know about
no?
that.
Okay.
I know a lot of people in the freedom movement who are personally incredibly unfree, as I see them.
Okay.
Like they are angry all the time. They work really conformist jobs, you know, whatever, things like that. They don't have... quality relationships in their lives, those kind of things I would consider to be like an unfree person. And it's not really my business to try to save them or anything like that. I just see it and I feel sad because at one time I think I was definitely in that place, you know, where I was very concerned about political freedom and trying to do political activism. But in my personal life, I was not very free. And I've really flipped around on that as time has gone on, and I kind of want to share that with as many people as possible now.
If you could, want another word for fight, substitute the word tactics.
Okay.
For instance, if the police go out or the sheriff goes out to, say, repossess a house, sell it at a mortgage sale, okay, What I would like to see is the kind of thing that I have heard about. I was not at Porkfest, but I heard that one time there was a police car that tried to drive in, and it was immediately surrounded by everyone at Porkfest. And that was a pretty impressive. People laugh about it, but that sounds pretty impressive. And I would just like to see more of that kind of tactic used, just in general. And one of the other things that I think we really need, we have the Free State Project. There was the Free Town Project in Grafton. And I would like to see more of bringing people into a smaller area, even than the town, and form a small community, or a free community.
Yeah, you know, I think so many people have that idea, the intentional communities. Unfortunately, sometimes
it's the modern word. Yep.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, there's interpersonal conflicts, and I think that's one of the biggest issues with intentional communities is that a lot of times they kind of...
I think the biggest problem with the libertarian community is a libertarian. we're dealing with, they don't call it cat herding for nothing. And, you put them all together and they're... I don't see it that way.
I would like to live with my friends. It's just the problem is, the people that I've been able to find that end up being my closest friends and most favorite relationships, they don't all want to live exactly where I want to live, and yeah. I don't want to live exactly where they want to live. And so, okay, what do we do with that? Like, it sounds great. I'd like to live with my friends. I think I would be really happy if that happened. But logistically, that's pretty hard, you know?
Yeah, you know, I don't like the term, but I think it's the best term readily available to say that it is a culture war. I think it's far more than just like, okay, let's bring, you know, let's get rid of the government or let's do this. I think it absolutely is a culture war. And I think one of the things that makes liberty not get on the map so much is the fact, or that perhaps it doesn't draw more people into some kind of intentional community, is the fact that by and large, the libertarian culture really, I think, in a lot of ways, looks just like the culture outside of it. It's not stark enough. It's not drastically different enough. It's not free enough.
That people are saying, yeah, I want to be a part of this too.
Yeah, or that it has that iconoclasm where, yeah, no, this actually is different. That's where I think a lot of people look at it and they just say, yeah. Well,
Dave, I'll give you the last word.
The only thing I would say is another thing from Porkfest 9 in 2012 was that there was someone on there that was saying that if you want to succeed, you have to have enough garden. You have to have enough food production. Mm. Say, right now we can't do that.
Interesting. Thanks for the call, Dave. I appreciate your thoughts. Free Talk Live, Sunday edition.
You're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.